More news stories now. Neighbours horror as crews tackle inevitable blaze on parched heath. Hotel gets 1-star rating for food hygiene. And Canaries author and football stats wizard Mike dies at 76. Homeowners living near the popular Mousehold Heath have said it was only a matter of time before a blaze broke out in the barren, parched space. The fire on the heath sent smoke billowing into the air, which could be seen across the city. Emergency services, including 4 fire crews and officers from Norfolk Police, were across both sides of the heath in Britannia Road and Gurney Road. A cordon was in place from the bottom of Kett's Hill.
Norwich has become one of the 5 cities where electric vans are delivering Big Issue magazines for street vendors to sell to cut pollution. The Big Issue Group has joined forces with Citroën for a 3-year partnership which will see the company provide the magazine group with a fleet of electric light commercial vehicles. Norwich is one of 5 cities, along with Newcastle, Bristol, Bath and Bournemouth, where the electric vans are being used to get the magazine to homeless people who sell the publications to get an income. The Big Issue said, with many cities now becoming clean air zones and charging older vehicles for travelling in city centres to reduce pollution, the partnership has come at a vital time. Council bosses are considering the creation of a zero-emission zone in the centre of Norwich. Norfolk County Council has been given £500,000 to explore the idea of the zone, which would restrict all but the most eco-friendly vehicles from a number of roads in the city.
A plush hotel on the outskirts of the city where a steak costs £66 has been slapped with a 1-star food hygiene rating by inspectors. Dunstan Hall Hotel in Ipswich Road was inspected by the Food Standards Agency and was found to require major improvements. The hotel has said works to modernise the kitchen are almost complete, which bosses believe will resolve the issue. David Graham, general manager at Dunstan Hall, said, "This was a routine inspection by the local authority that identified structural elements of the kitchen that require modernisation. These works are almost complete and we are confident that the temporary change to the kitchen rating will be restored quickly." Mr Graham added, "Health and safety is our top priority and aiming to give our guests the very best experience while staying with us." Businesses in England do not have to display their rating at their premises, but are encouraged to do so. The local authority food safety officer has several enforcement options available, as well as giving advice and guidance to make sure these improvements are made when a business is given a low rating. The food safety officer will also tell the business how quickly these improvements must be made, and this will depend on the type of issue that needs to be addressed.
A fanatic who penned 2 books about his beloved Canaries, as well as serving as an expert in the club's stats, has died. Mike Davidge was born in Southampton on December the 3rd, 1945, as the oldest of 3 siblings to Albert and Molly Davidge. As a child, Mike was enthusiastic about many sports, playing amateur football, cricket and hockey to a high standard. But his interests spanned beyond playing the game. He excelled at sports history from a young age. Friend James Woodrow, whose fact collecting for Norwich City FC overlapped with Mike's, said, "He could identify a footballer as the 47th South African to have played in the Football League. He was that good." He had always done sporting research, but at school he applied to do an A-level in maths and became a forensic accountant. It was 1972 that Mike's job took him to Norwich, where the family moved to Old Catton. It wasn't long before word got out about Mike's love of stats and research. His wife said, Norwich City would call him up to find out details, and his stats would appear in many of the game day programmes and papers. His first book was Canary Citizens Centenary in the 80s, which was republished in 2001. He also authored Glorious Canaries Past and Present in 1994. It's a great comfort to know that his legacy will continue to live on in all his books. Mike died at home from a heart attack on July 29, 2022, at 76 years old.